We have the great honor and privilege today of talking to the Honorable Nita Lowey, Democrat of New York's 17th District. She's been in office since 1989. And Nita, we really want to thank you for coming on and doing this valedictory of your time in Congress. We're talking to you in Washington right now, and you're about to vote on a very important bill. You want to tell us about it?
Well, first of all, before I tell you about the bill, I just want to say, as you probably know, I've represented not just Westchester. I was in Queens. I have had, for a good number of years, Rockland. So I've had Westchester, Rockland, the Bronx, and Queens, and... Wow. It's really been a privilege, and we're hoping to pass all 12 spending bills today to fund the government, as well as a coronavirus supplemental.
Now, tell us about your committee assignment and how New York is going to lose such clout because you're leaving.
Well, first of all, I've been honored to be the chair of the House Appropriations Committee. So I hope that my colleagues will continue, and I know they will, continue to fight for New York. I'm honored to be the first woman to break the glass ceiling and become the chairwoman of the House Appropriations Committee. And that has really been a privilege. And frankly, I'm going to do all I can to ensure a smooth transition to my successor so that the people of the congressional district continue to receive excellent representation in the Congress. And Pat Keegan, as you know, is chair of my, she's head of my office in Westchester, and she was there for the Bronx, for Queens, for Rockland. And we are providing a lot of support and engaging with Mondaire and his team to make sure that there's an effective transition for our constituents.
Mondaire has already been on our program and impressed a lot of people by being very forthright. So, you know, you've got somebody coming after you, but there's never going to be anybody like Nita Lowey, that is for sure. So why did you leave Congress?
Oh, after 32 years, don't you think it's time?
No.
No, 32 years, I think it's time. I may be three, and I'm fortunate that I'm in good health. And I'll always be grateful to all the people who have entrusted me to represent them. Right now, it's Westchester and Rockland. It used to be Queens, the Bronx, and Southern Westchester, my formal districts. And frankly, for me, all of the support made it possible for me to be the first woman to chair the House Appropriations Committee, which is has been the greatest honor of my professional life. And I hope that this achievement will inspire women and girls of all ages to get involved in our community and our democracy. So I'm proud. You know, I could talk, well, maybe I will talk about many of the things, but most importantly is casework. We have helped thousands and thousands of individuals. Legislation that improves the quality of life in our communities. It keeps us safe and secure and saves lives. And it had a tremendous impact on the district. So I am very, very impressed with, as I interact with people in my district and those who will be taking over. We've done a lot. But there are many, many people continuing the good work.
Nita Lowey, you hit on something that I think our listeners would be very interested in. Every 10 years, of course, there's a census. And then as a result of that census, you either lose or gain a congressman. We've been losing congresspeople in New York State. So my question to you is, what's it like to be a congressperson when there's a reapportionment going on And you know, as you pointed out, you're either going to gain the Bronx or lose the Bronx, or gain Westchester or lose Westchester. How do you react when all of that is going on? Is there fear, or is there, are you confident? What happens?
Well, first of all, I'll always miss the people I don't represent now and I used to represent. For example, in Westchester County, New Rochelle, Scarsdale, Yonkers, Mount Vernon, I've represented thousands of people over the years that I don't represent now. So I enjoy my current district. I work hard for it. And I keep in touch with my constituents in the, I won't say old, in the previous district. So we all stay in touch and work together.
Yeah, but what's it like to be, there's an old Yiddish expression, sitting on shpilkes, pins and needles, while your future is being dealt with as they divide up the districts?
Number one, you don't sit on shpilkes. You're very much involved. And in redistricting, my staff, the staff of the district north of me, south of me, are very much involved. And when I get new communities, it's a new challenge. And I have learned it. I learned the new district. I learned the new areas. Rockland's a whole new place for me. And I have really enjoyed it very, very much. There's some beautiful lakes, parks, mountains to climb. Rockland is a beautiful place. So I've enjoyed it. And although I don't currently represent Larchmont, Mamaroneck, I have so many friends in those communities and New Rochelle. I'm there very often. So even though I don't have all the homes on Long Island Sound, no matter where I represent, I get to know the people and I enjoy the interactions and continue to be an advocate for my new district, my old district, the future district. So we have friends in all of these districts.
Do you have a hobby? I mean, you were working very, very hard now. Or do you play a musical instrument?
My
Is there something you're going to do? Yeah.
Let me say, after 15 years of playing the piano, I must admit I don't play it now. Swimming is very, I don't know that I call swimming a hobby or exercise, but I go over to the Y, which is 5 minutes from my house, and reading. Oh, my goodness. Although I read the newspapers, I'm hoping I can catch up on the piles of books that I haven't had a chance to read while in Congress. So I've been lucky. I've been married to my husband for almost 60 years. We're partners in many things that we do. We like the same things. We like to travel, although COVID puts a damper on all that.
Yeah.
But I hope at some point we'll be able to travel again. And I have, we have 3 children, 8 grandchildren, and I'm very much involved with them. We see them, and I hope you can get in touch through a lot of different ways through the media. And I'll be hopefully communicating with the grandkids even more.
Well, Nita Lowy, I love talking to you, and we're going to spend some more sessions doing that. So for this time, I want to thank you for coming on and honoring us by your presence, and thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Nice talking to you. We'll see you soon.